And that brings us to our next question. So, like, what if the final bill isn't the same as the original cost estimate?
So it's very common that a contractor goes over the project requested with the client and provides a cost estimate. However, an estimate is not a final price. It's more of an honest evaluation of the approximate cost of the service to be provided. So, however, a contractor who has given an estimate cannot simply charge more for no good reason. She has to justify any price increase and can only charge her client extra in basically in two situations. So that's when the client asks for more work than what was originally intended, or the contractor faces extra work or expenses that couldn't be predicted when the contract was initially entered into. So in these situations, the contractor must quickly inform the client of the reason for the increase. The client is then only responsible for these increased costs if the extra work or expenses could not have been predicted at the initial signing of the contract.
So what if you're not satisfied with the work?
So there are a variety of possible solutions if you're not happy with the work being done or provided by a contractor. I would invite anyone who has questions about these possible solutions to give us a call, as it does require some discussion. But generally, you could address the issue with the contractor, see if together you can work it out. If not, you can send a mise en demeure, which is a demand letter, explaining the problems and giving her a reasonable time to fix it. And then, of course, if that doesn't work, there may be the option of suing in court, as well as complaints to the Consumer Protection Bureau, as well as the Régie du Bâtiment.
And if it is the end of the project, and say I'm living in the renovated house, for example, and 2 months later I discover problems with the work that was carried out, what can I do?
So the possible recourses we just discussed may also apply in this instance. Because contractors are carrying out work for someone else, a license is a requirement of the Building Act, and there are therefore legal recourses available when there is a harm suffered by the client. So first, there is the license security, which is a financial guarantee that the contractor obtains in order to guarantee the performance of his contractual obligations towards his client. It is intended to compensate a client who has suffered harm as the result of faulty performance or non-performance of construction work related to deposits made, non-completion of work, and or faulty work and construction defects discovered in the year following the end of the work. Also, there is the protections provided by the Quebec Civil Code. In the Civil Code, it is actually inscribed that the contractor is bound to warrant the work for 1 year against poor workmanship existing at the time of acceptance or discovered 1 year after acceptance. So that's what I have on the contractual services. I'll end by saying that legal warranties exist automatically and without charge. So you just need to be aware that they exist. And it's not necessary to just accept something if you believe the work was not carried out according to your agreement. For example, if the invoices are higher than expected, you can always inform yourself about your rights. And if you need the legal advice, to contact a lawyer, or even if you have general questions, just to give us a call and we could work it out.
Well, thank you very much, Angela, for all of this information on contractors, which is very, very interesting. And, of course, we'll look forward to the next topic again here on CFBS Radio with you.
Thank you very much. Have yourself a great day.
You too. And that was Angela Morancy, a member of the Centre de Justice de Proximité Côte-Nord, CJPCN, an organization that offers free legal information to the residents of the North Shore Territory. And of course, this interview will be shared on the CFBS Facebook page and on our website, where you can check out all the contact information.